With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson makes history, becoming the first U.S. House Speaker to address the British Parliament.
We have returned at a pivotal moment, obviously, in the great histories of our countries. To mark this anniversary that we have in our nation and to celebrate what we've achieved together in the past, and importantly, to face and overcome together the challenges of our present day. And I want to tell you, my friends, we will do that together.
Johnson's speech comes as the United States celebrates its 250th anniversary. President Trump is preparing to head to Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, where the Greenland controversy is expected to place high on the agenda. President Trump threatens tariff any nation that fights his proposed U.S. takeover of Greenland. British Prime Minister Starmer hopes that a trade war can be avoided.
Well, what I'm going to do now is to focus on our national interest and be absolutely clear that that requires us to be clear about the principles that we apply to a situation like this. In particular, that the future of Greenland is for Greenland and the Denmark kingdom, and that tariffs should not be used against allies in this way.
There is speculation that Mr. Trump could be using the tariff threat as a bargaining chip. At least 100 vehicles involved in a pileup on a snowy Michigan interstate. An icy Arctic air is barreling south with more snow and certainly the lake effect variety expected to continue this week across the Great Lakes. The Indiana Hoosiers have won their first national title, beating Miami 27-21, topping off an undefeated season. Following a long holiday weekend, back to business today for Wall Street. Stock futures sharply lower. Dow futures down 683. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling for women in the United Kingdom.
A court has ruled that the country's national health system cannot allow males to use female restrooms, locker rooms, or other changing areas. The Employment Tribunal found that the NHS transgender policy is, quote, unlawful and violates the rights of female staff. The Christian Legal Center filed suit on behalf of nurses in Durham and Darlington who were told by the NHS that if they didn't want to change clothes with men, they would have to find other accommodations. Michael Harrington reporting.
A British police chief who recommended that fans from an Israeli soccer team be banned from attending a match against an English team last year has stepped down amid criticism. Craig Guilford, the chief constable of West Midlands Police, is bowing to mounting pressure for him to quit over the controversy. A government report found that the chief's decision overstated the threat posed by the Israeli fans and understated the risk to those fans. This is SRN News. Still has plenty of people, but China's population does continue to shrink.
Government statistics released on Monday revealed the population fell for the fourth straight year to 1.4 billion. Births dropped in 2025 by 17% to 7.92 million. Despite lifting the one-child policy to allow three children, the fertility rate remains low. Most families cite the cost and pressure of raising a child in a highly competitive society. Keith Peters, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia has launched more than 300 drones and missiles, another nighttime attack on Ukraine's power grid. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko says nearly 80% of these buildings that were hit had just regained the heat after the previous attack on those apartment buildings. Ukraine facing one of its coldest winters on record. More details at SRNNews.com.